BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is your Scott Mills daily podcast on Feliz Navidad Friday. Door 9 of the WhoVent calendar gets opened. MO pay us a visit and they call Dialer Carol. An elevator pitch is back with the fired apprentice candidate. They get one last chance to show off their business skills.
Scott Mills.
So, do you remember last week Clara did the first bit of our show for the first half hour? And we told you that we were recording something very, very secret. We can tell you what it is now. Some of you guessed it, some of you didn't. But we've done another round of playground insults, which is one of my fave things that we do. So, you know, we've done this with some of the biggest stars in the world. We sit them opposite each other. It's quite like an intense studio atmosphere. And they just throw insults at each other until one laughs or gives up.
Yeah, I think it's such an intense atmosphere. And it's a funny one because it's so polished, the whole thing. But actually, you're seeing some of your favourite actors and actresses just... It's really raw, and the insults that they're doing, they're just having to scramble for them in their brain. And it's really kind of... Yeah, you see them in a whole different light.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get to see them like you've never seen them before. So we've done this before with Chloe Grace Moretz and Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Your butt stinks, and you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon. She just sprays your butt with floral scents all day long.
And we did with Will Smith and Margot Robbie as well.
Your ears... stick out so much, I could use them as antennas and connect to the Wi-Fi in my mum's house back in Australia.
These get crazy views on the internet.
Yeah, they do. We've only done three playground insults, the Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell, Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, and they've, on YouTube alone, had close to 25 million views just for those three videos alone.
Yes.
It gets massive, this thing.
Huge. So... we've done another one, this time with two of the hottest stars in Hollywood right now, if not the hottest, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, stars of the new film Passengers.
It's everything that you would hope for as well.
Yeah, it's so good. It's definitely the best one. I know we say this every time, but they do keep getting better. The insults were so intense at one point that this happened.
My heart is beating so fast right now.
I have adrenaline and I don't know why.
Too. That's all we're allowed to play at the moment because it's still being signed off by a man, probably a big fat man in Hollywood, smoking a cigar.
But what? Yeah, let them play it, it's fine.
What was so good about this one is Jennifer Lawrence was such a big fan of the other playground insults that she asked to do this and she got so involved from the start. And there was even one point where he was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And she's like, shut up, just get on with it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this. We're going to play this on Monday at 1:40, a brand new Playground Insults with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. You'll be able to hear it here, 1:40 on Monday, and it's going to be all over the YouTubes and also on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer if you want to watch it on Big Telly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, everybody, it's MO. Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hi, ladies. Last time we had you in, you got absolutely soaked on Inyo and Bingo.
We did. Loved that.
That's not happening today. But it's New Music Friday, so you brought a brand new track in for us. Tell us all about it.
It's featuring Kent Jones, which we're super excited about. We wrote it with Ray. It's a proper... well, it is a girl anthem, but it can work for anyone. Any guys going through anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyone going through maybe a bit of a breakup and you're finally out of that, you know, that depressed period.
Having that little bit of freedom after it, saying, yeah, right. I was right and you were wrong.
The thing is, Christmas can be a good time for that and a bad time for that.
This song will help if you're going through a bad breakup.
Yeah, you're not sad in this song. You're already in the mindset, not in love.
Oh, okay.
You're not hurting over this person.
There's quite a lot of this about at the moment, like what with like shout out to my ex and all that kind of thing.
Loving that tune. No, with us, we do like to have like an empowering sort of message. I'm not saying we're like cold hearted, do you know what I mean? But
but always a feel good behind it.
Yeah.
I want people to feel good.
It's got our normal MO sound, it's got the reggae vibes, island vibes, bit of attitude, you know what I mean?
R&B melodies.
Heartbeats.
I think we should get it on then, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's MO and Kent Jones. This is Not In Love on New Music Friday from Radio 1.
Woo!
You're always drunk when you come around. I know you think that
you got me down. Funny, cause you couldn't be more wrong. I feel you right back. I bet you hate that.
That's Emo and Kent Jones and Not In Love on BBC wow. Radio 1.
That's such a good feeling to hear that, isn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, listen, while you're here, girls, we do this thing every year at Christmas time where we call up a service called Dial a Carol.
Amazing.
And it's a free service that is offered by the University of Illinois every year. They've done it for years, and we've done it on this show for years. Basically, it's a bunch of students. They're doing it for free. You call them, 24/7 you can ring, and they will sing a Christmas carol or song to you.
I was listening yesterday. It was really funny.
Oh, did you hear it?
Yeah, I was listening to a girl sing, just couldn't stop laughing.
She couldn't stop laughing, but also she was doing Stay Another Day by E17 quite wrong, wasn't she, Chris?
Yeah, she was. So what ended up happening is almost I had to duet with her to try kind of steer her in the right direction.
Yeah.
Then we did Spice Girls 2 Become 1, which I think was really special.
Yeah. Real nice moment.
Well, I think, you look proud of that.
Yeah.
What I think we could do today, though, because we've got some actual good singers in the studio with us.
Oh, pressure.
Is pressure. Maybe we could teach them how to sing it properly.
We'll give it a go.
We'll try.
I mean, it's quite early. Yeah. I haven't warmed up.
We're up for a challenge.
Okay.
I think I remember the chorus on this.
Okay. I remember the video.
Everyone knows this one. Surely you
it
know
is,
this
listen, one. It is a throwback, isn't it? I remember the big white coats.
That's it.
Massive parkas.
Yeah. We're going to do that for our next video.
We should have come dressed in white today. Look at us.
black.
How's this going to work, Scott? Because this is a bit strange for the caroler on the other end.
Yeah.
Because these ladies here are going to be singing at her, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we just say we've got a bunch of British pop stars in the studio.
Nice.
And here's how to do it. Here's how to do it correctly next time someone asks for E17.
Cool.
Go on then, kids.
Happy holidays from Dial a Carol. We are very excited to answer your call. Please note that depending on call volume, it may take up to 15 minutes to answer your call. Please have your name, location, and the carol you would like to hear ready for when we answer. If you get disconnected, please try calling us back later. We thank you for your patience as we are busy caroling.
Hi, this is Chris from Dial a Carol. What song would you like to hear this morning?
Hey, Chris from Dial a Carol. How are you?
I am delightful. How are you, sir?
I'm great, thanks. I'm calling all the way from the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, me and my friend Chris here...
Oh, hi. Hello,
we called up and we asked for a song by E17 called Stay Another Day.
Oh, boy.
You've never heard of that one, have you?
No.
No, neither had the girl that we spoke to yesterday, but she gave it a good go.
Let me pull up the lyrics. I'll see what I can do.
It's one of our favourite Christmassy type of songs.
Never quite made it to America, though.
I can't find the lyrics. E17?
Yeah, yes. E17. You've never heard of it, no?
No. Let me see what I can do.
Hey, listen, let me take that burden off you, actually, because I've got a bunch of British pop stars here called M.O.
Okay.
They're just here with me now. Hi, girls.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Hello.
And if possible, like, next time someone rings up and asks for E17 to Stay Another Day, they're going to do a version of it for you now so you can hear what it sounds like, and then you can do it right next time, yeah?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Okay, just hold the line there, please. Okay. All right, so this is how the song goes next time someone from the UK rings up and asks for Stay Another Day.
Baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain. Won't you stay another day? Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's a final kiss. Won't you stay another day?
Stay now.
Chris, what are you saying?
I don't know if I can do it that sort of justice when I do it then the next time they call.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you sing us something back in return?
All right, well, it's the most wonderful time of the year, so I'll give you guys that
one. Okay, go. Oh.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Go on.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's one of my favorites.
Wow, Chris, it's been great to speak to you.
Chris and his Christmas
song. Well, thanks so much.
And next time someone calls up for E17, you know what to do.
Oh, yes, sir.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You ready?
Ready.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Aaron.
How's it going?
You all right?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really good. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm trimming hedges.
That's one.
That's not, well, maybe it is.
And
one.
Where are you?
Aberdeenshire, Scotland.
Okay, good. Going out this weekend?
Yep, Young Farmers Christmas Party on Saturday.
Ooh. Nice.
Yes.
And are you excited for that?
I'm buzzing.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Are which, you in a, which... in a ravey mood or a kind of calm mood? Because I might decide today's bangers.
Just now, a bit ravey, yeah. A bit of a ravey mood.
Okay, all right. And back to the trimming of the bushes. Where are you currently trimming?
I'm
right
currently
now?
Trimming next to a town called Mintlaw in Aberdeenshire.
Cool. Right,
okay.
Scott,
you
I
go
feel,
first.
Yeah, I feel a little bit tense today because it's 2-2. So obviously, Aaron, you're going to choose who wins the week. I've gone really old school from a song that was massive when I was at uni. It just reminds me of uni. I heard it the other day. I really wanted this on Bangers, really want this to win. This is Block Party, Two More Years. It's one of my favourite songs, this one.
All right, okay.
Oh, it's got, it takes me back, Southampton uni. Scott, what have you got?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Aaron, no, this isn't what I wanted to be hearing. Or,
yeah, I don't know.
Or, you raver, I've got this.
Oh, yeah.
Sub Focus, no. Turn Back Time.
Yeah, that's more like it, that's more like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
The thing is, Aaron, before you make a decision, which I think you're about to make, please let me just appeal one last time.
This is pathetic.
It is such a good song. It's such a good song, Aaron.
Yeah, I don't know. I normally go for you, Chris, but you do come out with some stinkers sometimes.
No, this really isn't one. No, hang on.
No, he's already said it.
Do you know what? This is one of those where I say everyone will like this song if you play it. Please change your mind, Aaron.
No, sorry. Scott all the way.
You made the right choice, Aaron.
No.
Bangers at a slightly earlier time today. You did sound like you were on The Apprentice begging for Lord Sugar to keep you.
I actually feel a little bit weak.
Please.
For the begging.
Please.
I felt I needed something extra to push it over the line there. Wrong day, I reckon.
You're not going to win against Sub Focus, generally, I don't think.
Not on a Friday.
No.
Look, Mark says here, Chris, you've had a right Western on Bangers today. Took me a while. Western Supermare, isn't it?
Oh, Western, yeah. Good. I've never heard that before. Deserved win, says Lauren in Norfolk. Zach from Plymouth, possibly the worst banger you've ever picked, Chris.
Me?
Yeah.
No,
Scott was the best bangers you ever picked, thank you. Cheshire YFC, big night of the Christmas board tonight. Matt in Holmes Chapel getting ready with a bit of Sub Focus on Bangers. So I win this week, good work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's just talk for a second about Judge Rinder on Innie Under Bingo yesterday.
Oh my God, he hated it
absolutely
so much.
Absolutely hated it, more than anyone has ever hated it. One of our favourites from Gardener's World now.
Well, I don't think people dislike me, but this is really boring.
Okay. Now, I don't know anything about gardening. Water, please. Can this be a real plant?
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Oh no, he hates it so much.
It's a good one, though.
It is a good one.
Old school.
That's a plant.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate...
he's really trying hard to keep the water in.
He loves that plant.
Didn't spit at you once, did he?
No.
No, I'm just too polite. I'm not going to do it. I really thought he was going to walk out, did you? At the end, where he was like, well, no, I don't think I want to do any more.
Yeah, it got to the very last clip and he was like, no, we're not going to do any more. And I was like, no, we are.
You really had to like get it out of him, didn't you?
Mm.
I liked that you told him to stop being so miserable as well. Quite brave from you.
Right in the face at the end.
Yeah. And that's why he hated it so much. He wasn't a fan of you. Listen to what he called you.
You're a complete vulgarian.
Is that an actual word, vulgarian?
It's good.
He just made that up. You're a complete vulgarian. If you want to see how unimpressed he was, He just gets soaked. He just gets it straight in the face, not amused, and just sits there with his arms folded throughout. It's on Radio 1 YouTube. It's also on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Treat yourself this weekend. Watch it on the big telly, why don't you?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's starting to feel well Christmassy now. You feeling it? Got any presents?
I haven't bought any presents.
No.
But that's...
Real surprise there.
No. That's normal. But I do feel Christmassy, you're right.
You'll be panicking again and ask me to go shopping with you on Christmas Eve, won't you?
I just love it, because Christmas can properly be on. You know before when it's too early and everyone's going, oh, it's too early, but now we're really in. It's like at the football tomorrow. I'm excited to get to Watford tomorrow. There'll be just Christmassy. You know what I mean?
We're on.
This weekend, everything will be Christmassy.
Yes. What's also Christmassy is the WhoVent calendar. Some people have chocolates behind their doors. We've got things that are massive hoes. Can't wait to open door number 9.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Stand by behind door number 9.
Was that a vuvuzela?
Vuvuzelas. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Shout out to the Hoovuzela. Off of the... It was the World Cup, wasn't it, in 2010?
Yeah.
Hoovuzelas.
Good knowledge.
Thank you. In South Africa. Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne. No problem on BBC Radio 1. So many people have been asking for this. You know it's Christmas on this show. Well, one of the reasons you know it's Christmas is because we like to play this track by Jose Feliciano every single Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas in Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
Por favor.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y feliz.
Pete in South Wales wanted this. And Ray in Leeds. And Ben. Feliz Navidad. And Lauren Aberdeen. And Chris off of Hemel Hempstead.
Loads of people want it.
So many people.
Shout out to Roy.
And M in Hemel Hempstead as well.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, it feels good, right?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Huh.
Feliz Navidad.
Is. It's a classy Christmas song, this one.
What, because it sounds exotic?
That's
Spanish.
Why I like it. Classy. Two more Fridays to go.
Ridiculous.
Feliz Navidad.
Sing along.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Let's have it.
Come on.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to
one more!
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, so good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It is time for Elevator Pitch. We have the fired apprentice candidate here now at Radio 1. This is their last chance to pitch something to me while riding in the big BBC lifts from the ground floor to us here at Radio 1 at the top on the 8th floor. If their pitch is good, they get to do a full exit interview in my studio here at Radio 1. If their pitch is rubbish, they don't even get to see the Radio 1 studio, and I'll send them straight back down to the lift and home. Chris Stark is now with yesterday's fired apprentice candidate. You're about to find out who it is. If you've not watched it yet, please turn away from the radio now. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm down here. I'm with the apprentice fire candidate. Shall I reveal the name now?
Yes.
Okay, apprentice fire candidate, reveal yourself.
Trishna Thakrar.
So formal. It's Trishna.
Hi, Trishna.
Hi.
So where are you at the moment?
We're in the BBC building at the doors of the lift.
So you're on the ground floor?
Yes, on the ground floor.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to get in the lift with Chris, and you've got to pitch something to me.
Okay.
Using all of your business acumen that you learnt on the show.
Oh, yeah, loads of it.
I know. I can imagine.
Okay, are we ready?
Are you ready?
Okay, door's closing. Scott, go.
Trishna, in the time it takes you to go from the bottom to the top, I get the fear of the Christmas party at Radio 1 every year because bad things happen. Convince me that everything's going to be okay and that I should go to this year's Radio 1 Christmas party. Go!
Go, 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 go.
You've got to go to this year's Christmas party. You're going to eat loads of food. It's all going to be free. You're going to have loads of drink. There's going to be radio presenters there that are going to be able to play loads of different music for you. You're going to have a great time. You can boogie, get your groove on. And I think that it's got to be festive. You've got to believe in Christmas. And if you don't go to your Christmas party, you're a bit of a Scrooge, aren't you? People are going to think you're not very sociable and you're just not going to be liked very much. Whereas if you go there, you can let yourself loose a little bit.
Okay.
People see a different side
Quiet
of you.
Trishna, 8th floor, let's get out the lift.
Okay,
here.
Get out the lift.
Just hold the doors open. I'm just holding the doors open, Scott.
Okay, Trishna, thank you for your pitch. It's time for me to make my decision. Trishna.
Yes.
The thing is, I see the Radio 1 presenters every day. There's never any food at the Radio 1 Christmas party. And I don't boogie. So for that reason, it's not good enough. I'm sending you back down.
Oh, it's horribly harsh.
I did a good job at that.
I thought she did a good job as well, Scott. Anyway, exit interview on the way down, right?
Yeah, okay. So just in the time it takes to go from the top to the bottom, I'll ask you a few questions, Trishan, all right?
We're on the way.
All right, cool.
Are you gutted to believe in the show at such a late stage?
I'm definitely gutted. It's hard to take to get so far and to just miss out on the final was hard. I'm obviously gutted, but delighted I made it that far.
Yeah. Do you think you could have won it?
Second floor.
Definitely think I could have won it. The longer you last in there, the more you feel like you can win it and the more you want it. And I definitely think I had the skills to win it.
What's it like going back to your normal job now?
A little bit mundane. It's definitely not as fun as being out on tasks and doing so many different things. But it's been good to get back to reality and to try and get things together to start on my own business.
And we're on the ground floor, so that's the exit interview over, Scott.
Trishna, that's it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
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 The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jody.
Hey, Jody. What's going on?
Well, I was discussing with a friend of mine who works for me that that transfer deadline day, and I couldn't remember where it was. Now, I'm okay because I'm married, but she was wondering whether she should trade in or not, and I was a bit concerned that she may have missed the deadline. So
yes,
I sent you a text and was like, right, let's find out.
This is relationship transfer deadline day, which we do every year. We've got a lot of people asking about this. So she's wanting to transfer potentially, is she, your colleague?
Well, I think so, yeah. I think she's a lovely girl and she's, you know, with a fella, but not sure if it's the right guy and this, that and the other. So you kind of think,
It's lovely that you've brought this to national radio on her behalf.
So what we were going to do...
You know, obviously, I can't make the decision for her. Yeah. She's struggling herself. So
if you don't know what relationship transfer deadline day is, it's the day, it's the cut-off point where you're not allowed to break up with anybody over the Christmas period because it's far too cruel to break up with someone over Christmas.
Yeah, and sometimes people think that this means we're encouraging dumping. Not at all.
It's only if you were thinking of doing it.
Yeah, it's just no one likes dumping over Christmas. Everyone should feel comfortable and safe over the Christmas period.
And know that they're safe in that relationship until the date we tell you.
Yes.
Now, the initial date, you're correct, people asking on text, was today. But we've all had a little think about it and we think that's a bit too early. It's a bit too early.
Does feel that way.
A little bit.
Also, I was reading about some study which said the day most likely to be dumped on is not today. Still got a bit of time.
Yeah, Rick's been on in the Cotswolds asking what's happening, and Aaron in Ipswich, and Mr. C in Barnsley. So here's the thing. It's going to be next Friday, okay? The 16th of December. So tell your mate, yeah?
If that works for everyone.
I'll tell her. I'll let her know.
So that's the date where you can't break up with people over Christmas and New Year. That's the cut-off point. Yeah. Next Friday, the 16th of December.
Until when, though?
Well, you'll find out.
Scott Mills Daily.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and it's all about playground insults. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, two of the biggest movie stars in the world, sat face to face hurling insults at one another. You'll be able to hear it at 1:40 Monday afternoon. Don't miss it. Scott Mills.